Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Mary had a little man,
the fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show.
Turn up your mind.
Welcome to Florida.
How many Syrian refugees, Muslim refugees, are you taking into your home? I want to ask you, you hypocrite. You want somebody else to pay for it. You're a hypocrite. You support a liar. You support a thief. How many murders are affiliated with the Clinton?
She's crooked.
Well, it didn't happen to me.
Turn your camera.
I wasn't in Benghazi.
Good. How are you? Thanks for coming out.
Okay, that's what it's like voting in Florida, and we're only up to early voting. All right. We're only into early voting, and already you've got all this intimidation going on. You got people with bullhorns like 100 yards away screaming at you about Syrian refugees are going to come. That's what she was yelling about. That is in front of the election supervisor's office, where in Florida you can early vote, but you can't vote on election day.
Believe me.
I've tried. Can't do it. So that's what's already going on here in Florida, and it's not election day. Now, let's have a little look-see and see what's going on in other places. Here you've got some Georgia news. This is kind of fascinating. I'll just let you watch this little clip. It's 2 minutes and 43 seconds. It was put up by Reuters, and I saw it yesterday. Or this morning, can't remember, saw so much stuff, but it's already made its way around the world. It's already in international newspapers around the world. It's in the India Times. It's in the Asia Times. It's all over the place. Okay, and this is what's going on in America so far. You've got, now, just stay with me here. You've got neo-Nazis. You've got the National Socialist Movement. You have the Oath Keepers. You have the Ku Klux Klan and the American Freedom Party. They're the ones that put out that I'm making the phone call against Evan McCullen, who's 40 years old and isn't married. I'm saying homosexual. Right? You have that. So these are the people that are preparing for either scenario. Okay, some of them are preparing to intimidate you. And I have those news stories, too, in various places like Pennsylvania, Nevada, Ohio, Arizona. Maybe you've seen it. Florida, obviously, there's some intimidation going on. And other groups are preparing with resistance if Donald Trump should say he doesn't accept the results. All right? So this is what it will look like in militia land. Breach.
In the Georgia woods just south of Atlanta, members of the militia known as the 3% Security Force are getting ready for the days after the 2016 elections.
Go!
Vowing to be prepared for anything.
I'm Justin Mitchell here in Jackson, Georgia, and behind me are members of the 3% Security Force. They're preparing for what they expect to be intense fallout from the 2016 election, regardless of who wins, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton.
How many people are voting for Trump? Hoorah!
Hoorah!
Chris Hill, codename Blood Agent, founded the force in 2014.
Codename. If you have a codename, grow up.
But in this election, you know, I think if Hillary Clinton wins the election, I think there's going to be unrest from the right. I think that if Donald Trump wins the election, there's going to be unrest on the left.
They've been meeting for these military-style drills about once a month, practicing survival skills, hand-to-hand combat, and marksmanship.
Three,
Hill and the others abhor the thought of Hillary Clinton in the White House.
It's a rigged system, folks.
They fully agree with Donald Trump's battle cry. And most of all, they fear for their guns.
I think if Hillary Clinton wins, she's going to push for anti-gun legislation. We're prepared to do everything to prevent an infringement upon our Second Amendment right.
Moving. Move.
3% claims over 300 followers in over a dozen states, from Oregon to Florida, paralegals to dog breeders and everything in between. Part of an upsurge in armed militias following President Obama's election. Their postings awash on social media. But Hill insists his group will not turn to violence if Clinton wins. Instead, they plan to protect protesters should they choose to rise up and march on Washington.
I can't take a Hillary Clinton presidency. I'm going to do everything in my power to try to rally people. And if the people want to stand and the people want to have their voices heard,
I think
that's a First Amendment right. And I want to be there with the Second Amendment right. And stand and protect that voice. You know, this is the land of my birth, and I'm going to fight and die to uphold and defend the principles that made us free. So help me God.
Okay, you need a hobby is what you need. Yeah, you need like to do a crossword puzzle, take up knitting, something, anything, play checkers, I don't care, dominoes, learn a game, interact with children, go breed your dogs, pet them. This is crazy. This is absolute madness. And this isn't the only group that's out there that's doing weird crap like this. Today, there was a story about a man who in Iowa just walked up to a cop car and shot police officers, no provocation, nothing, because he believes that the police officers deserved it. He did have a Trump-Pence sign in front of his house, just so you know, and he went to a high school and was waving a Confederate flag around the high school at a game. And there were all kinds of people, you know, and children at the game. And they took offense to this Confederate flag, mostly because the people who were upset about it were African-Americans. And they called the police, and the police came and they said, "You're on private property. You're in the school zone. You're not allowed to do this. You know, and so we would ask that you leave." He said that he was assaulted and that somebody took his flag away. So the police said, "Well, here's your flag. You could have it back now. Go." And he posted on his Facebook page that it was an abuse of his civil liberties, his First Amendment, all this stuff. And then all of a sudden he showed up and killed two cops this morning in Iowa. Now, I don't see that getting any press coverage. Now, you know damn well that if this had been an African-American man that had walked up to a cruiser and killed two police officers because, you know, for no good reason, this would have been all over the news. It would have been everywhere. You would have had Donald Trump talking about it at his rallies. You would have had it all over CNN. You would have had it all over Fox News. But this guy happened to have been a white guy who decided to, take the law into his own hands, decided that his First Amendment rights were being trampled by the police, and shot two police officers dead, killed them. So here now you have all of these stories about white nationalists. You have this guy with a Confederate flag killing police officers. You've got intimidation already underway at early voting here in Florida. You've got the militia girding for trouble because if Donald Trump, you know, they like Donald Trump, and here's why. They like the whole racism of Donald Trump. They like to deport the illegal immigrants. They like to stop the Muslims. They like to build a wall along the Mexican borders. They do believe the election is rigged. They're looking for signs of fraud. Now, I said to you that Roger Stone and the whole Trump organization was, going and recruiting people to do stuff at the election sites, to monitor, to, Well, now the stories are really ugly. It looks like the Ku Klux Klan and the National Socialist Movement in North Carolina, in Philadelphia, in Iowa, in, Roger Stone, who started, this whole thing about poll monitors. And we showed you the badge that was a fake badge that they could get. He told everybody, go out and monitor the polls because the vote's rigged. Well, here's the story now that was posted today in Politico about all these people. You've got neo-Nazi leader Andrew Anglin. He plans to muster. God. join the freaking military and stay in it if you want to muster. Other than that, go fix a car. Mopars are great. Go put a Hemi in. Go sink a Hemi. Jesus, watch the World Series tonight. Everybody else will be. No, they're going to be out in the woods. Crazy. They're going to muster thousands of poll watchers across all 50 states. The partners of the neo-Nazi leader at the alt-right website, I'm not even going to say the name of it, are touting plans to set up hidden cameras at polling places in Philadelphia, and they're going to hand out liquor and marijuana in the cities, their words, not mine, in the ghetto, on election day, so that the residents can't drive and vote. They won't be able to get in their cars and vote. They'll just be drunk and on the weed. The National Socialist Movement, various factions of the Ku Klux Klan, and the White Nationalist American Freedom Party are all deploying. You're not deploying. Why did they even write it this way? Deploying members to watch polls either informally or, as they say, through the Trump campaign. The Oath Keepers, these are a group of former law enforcement and military members. Why are you former? Doesn't that beg the question? If you're old enough to muster, if you're young enough to muster and physically fit enough to protect everybody from people who violate the Constitution, then why aren't you still serving in public service? Isn't that an interesting question? But anyway, they show up publicly heavily armed. They're advising their members to go undercover and conduct, quote, intelligence gathering at polling places. And Donald Trump ally Roger Stone is organizing his own exit polling. So that, and Roger Stone has said that if their exit polling, which is unscientific, unofficial, unaccepted methodology, just no rules of the road about polling, none whatsoever. Roger Stone has said that if his exit polling is more than 2% different from the official exit polls, then he's going to say it was rigged, that the election was rigged by election officials, and that this was not a legitimate election. I told you this was coming down the pike, didn't I? Yeah. Meanwhile, breathlessly, CNN is covering how many commercials Hillary bought tonight to air on the World Series. She bought 4, just so you know, and Donald Trump bought 1. This took 3 hours of CNN's airtime today. Meanwhile, all this crap is going on. And real legitimate global news sources are reporting this malicious, stuff. It's incredible. Anyway, the possibility of violence on or around Election Day is very real, said Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Donald Trump has been telling his supporters for weeks and weeks and weeks that they are about to have an election stolen from them by evil forces on behalf of elites. It's difficult to know at what scale these plans will materialize because Englund and his fringe right ilk are serial exaggerators, according to Potok. But if on the morning of Election Day it turns out that we have white supremacists standing around looking threatening at polling places, I think it would arouse anger. People would vote just to prove they're not being intimidated by these radical racists. Now, here's all the places that they're active, okay? Despite Trump's claims that American democracy is compromised by massive voter fraud, there's only one person who has been charged with voter fraud so far. He was a Trump supporter in Iowa who voted twice. That's the only person. But in an email, Englund, the editor of the neo-Nazi Daily Stormer website, said he already had a big voter registration drive and that he was sending an army of alt-right nationalists to watch the polls. A representative of that site wrote in an email, quote, "We're organizing poll watchers in urban areas to cut down on the most traditional type of voter fraud." There isn't any in-person voter fraud except for this one guy in Iowa who voted twice and was a Trump supporter. Yeah, just saying. "But we will also have stationary cameras." Now, this is completely illegal. You can't even take a photograph of your ballot in Florida. And many other states are the same. Justin Timberlake almost got arrested. Justin. Stop it. Your album is about to smash my face. It's so good. We need you out there. I need you on tour. But he said, we will also have stationary cameras hidden at polling locations in Philadelphia to monitor anyone that comes in to vote and make sure that the same people are not voting at multiple locations. If we see people voting in multiple locations, the footage will be submitted to the Federal Election Commission as well as put out on social media to undermine the legitimacy of Hillary Clinton should she steal the election. Many polling locations are in schools. He's still talking, okay? This is all in quotes. Many polling locations are in schools, and black schools are so disorderly. These are the white supremacists. Are so disorderly that pretty much any official-looking white person with a clipboard can gain access to them ahead of time and set up a hidden camera. You don't really ever even have to speak with an adult. Simply walk in like you belong, and no one even asks you why you're there. So we usually go in teams of two, one person driving and one person dressed as a blue-collar worker with a clipboard, and we set up a hidden camera in the school cafeteria. Go during lunchtime, and because the teachers are all so busy trying to contain the kids that no one says anything, we already have a few set up. This is illegal, okay? This is completely and utterly illegal. And they're doing illegal things to see if people vote at multiple locations, which doesn't happen unless you're a Trump supporter in Iowa and you get arrested for voting twice. But a senior Trump advisor told Bloomberg Business last month that the campaign is working on a three-pronged voter suppression strategy that includes an effort to depress black voter turnout. Well, let me just stop there because that is working. In North Carolina, a very key state to this election, black voter turnout is low. It's not what it was when Obama was running. And Obama is beside himself trying to get African-Americans out to vote. I'll play you some interview that he did with Tom Joyner this morning, which was really a great interview. I mean, he is begging people, and he's obviously friends with Tom Joyner. And, you know, the way that he speaks to him is just truly from the heart. But North Carolina has limited the places where African Americans can vote. And so it's already had an effect on the early voting in North Carolina. And this is part of the three-pronged voter suppression that the Trump campaign, a senior Trump advisor, told Bloomberg that they were doing. And they said they were going to do it in North Carolina. They also said, we also have some teams into the ghettos in Philly with 40s and weed to give out to the local residents, which we think will lead to more of them staying home. We've had success with this in the past. They said two teams of two employed this tactic in Detroit during the Democratic primary in an effort to help Bernie Sanders. You know, 40s are malt liquor, you know, like cult, what do they call it?
Cult 45?
Yeah, Cult 45. They come in the big 40 ounce, the big 40s. I mean, this is just so dangerous.
Clear for takeoff.
Randy Rhoads, Air Force.
Air Force.
RandyRhoads.com.